Accidents on the slopes and streets lead to broken bones each winter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Prashant Kumta, professor of engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, details a new material that could help the body heal without the use of steel screws or plates.
Avoiding the perils of winter is indeed a healthy option. More than 100,000 snowboarding, skiing, ice skating, and sledding injuries will result in broken bones again this season, according to statistics from U.S. hospital emergency rooms nationwide. While some breaks can be repaired with a simple plaster cast, complicated fractures may require metal screws, pins, rods, or plates, and other fixation devices to hold the bone in place. My team is leading the effort in developing novel biodegradable alloys of magnesium and iron, both essential elements of the human body. The novel alloys have mechanical properties and density matching natural bone. The degraded products can also be excreted from the body following healing while helping mend broken bones. Surgeons today resort to use of stainless steel, titanium, or non-degradable polymers to mend complex traumatic injuries or combat-related bone fractures. They elect to retain the material permanently in the patient's body to avoid infections, related fractures, and other risks associated with complicated second removal surgeries causing major problems. My team is circumventing the problem by designing 3D-printed degradable alloys that are printed to fit the patient using a proprietary binder ink cartridge. The computer sends directions to mix the glue droplets with the magnesium and iron-based alloy powders to build the patient-specific, customized construct layer by layer. We are also working with a novel formulation of a bioresorbable calcium phosphate putty that can be injected or 3D printed to fill the bone void spaces between the fractured bones. The 3D printed biodegradable magnesium or iron alloy plate or screw will then hold the resorbable filler in place. Thus, rather than implanting a screw or plate, doctors will be able to give the body's own regenerative ability to more effectively heal itself.
That was Prashant Kumta of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Show me your